Don Airey was no stranger to the rock circuit when he was called upon to join Purple. He'd been in Rainbow with Roger and Richie Blackmore, as well as playing with Ozzy Osbourne, Gary Moore and Black Sabbath, amongst many others. He was also a Eurovision Song Contest winner, having arranged and performed on the UK entry in 1997. He took over from founding member John Lord, who quit the band in 2002.
John Lord was tired. He wasn't interested in touring much anymore.
We saw John slowly leaving the band. You know, not on stage, he was still having fun. He just couldn't deal with the 22 hours a day that he wasn't on stage.
He more and more started feeling like he wanted to express himself through his music.
He wanted to do his orchestral things and didn't fancy that life on the road with Deep Purple anymore, with a rock band.
John became a hugely successful classical composer. There was only one name on the shortlist to take over his role, Don Airey.
I'd never worked with Don. I knew of his reputation. But the other guy said, he's perfect. So, you know, and he is. It's brilliant, absolutely amazing. Fantastic character. Exactly the right person to replace John Lord. Exactly.
You know, how does it feel to step into John Lord's shoes? Every press conference. And eventually I found a pair of shoes in the wardrobe case. I said, whose are these? And our wardrobe lady said, they're John's. So I put them in a plastic bag, took him to the press conference. And it was the only one I've ever done where they didn't ask me how it feels. Because I was going to, well, let's see, put them on. They were too big for me, actually, but only slightly.
What jam is this?
It's da ba da da ba. Do you know, I said I had an amazing version of it. Well, I found it. We just need to listen to a minute of it. It's just the drums. The drums are extraordinary.
Extraordinary?
Extraordinary.
See what you mean. It's a great rhythm.
And that's when it goes on for 9 minutes. It's absolutely incredible. And there's little tunes.
That's great. I love that. So what do you want to do with it? Do you want to just add it to the... do you want to tag it on the end of this?
I had an idea of doing... If you had...
I don't like it. It's not
going to work.
I'm sorry.
And then
no, it's dry. Go ahead. What was your idea?
There's nothing I could say to follow that. Well, the idea I had was if it was just a meandering, quick jam, kind of out of time.
Yeah.
We're just like doing chords back and forth.
Thank you.
The next day, the band listened back to the jams from the earlier sessions. Despite liking it during the rehearsals, one track, called Jig, isn't quite working for Bob.
I found it the most boring one of all. Let's ask the others. I could be wrong.
Okay. Ian Gillan in particular loved it. He couldn't get it out of his head, and he fought for it and fought for it. And other members of the band thought, I don't know, is it really us, you know? But then we get back to what is us. Us is whatever we play, really.
Gillan's enthusiasm for the song soon overcomes Bob's doubts about it.
Lift it up.
And she blew all the leaves off my tree.
Yeah.
I believe all the sins.
Yes.
She sees all the sins and now do it all to me and all to me.
It's a really good album, Roger.
I know, I'm beginning to see the shape of it myself.
Yeah, it's a really good album. It will make the fans very happy. It's alive, it's got energy, it's good writing. Okay.
I've learned over the years not to try and construct anything too early because they just change their mind and Tara don't like that, or they dump it or rearrange it completely or whatever. So it's, my wastebasket was littered with this, you know, songs that have been dumped. So I just absorb it as best I can and then have to work on it when they've gone home.
Nashville, it's Music City. There are so many studios there, so many great musicians. Music is in the air. You can walk down the street and you hear every kind of music, not just country, and it's rock, and jazz, and singer-songwriter, and whatever. It's all there. It's kind of exhilarating.
It's about the only place left. There's nothing going on in New York, there's nothing going in Los Angeles, in America. The music industry has actually coalesced into Nashville. Everything is geared to music in the town, so it's a logical place to go and do it.
I made a lot of friends there, and there's a great social scene. You go out and jamming with bands, and it's fun.